Okay, we're on the line now. Kenneth Giles from the Eclipse Stage School in Kilbarrick. Hello, good afternoon, Kenneth. How are you?
How are you?
Now, how I sort of got in touch, I saw the girls giving a great demonstration 2 weeks ago there down in Donaghmead. Absolutely fabulous.
Yeah, they were in Donaghmead there doing a flash mob for all the audience there. So it went really well, so...
Okay, you know, you're the owner, choreographer and director. So tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got the idea for setting up the school.
Basically, when I was leaving school when I was 17, there was nothing else I could really do. And college kind of, I went to college for a while and then dropped out. So the one thing I always knew how to do was dance and perform. So I said, what better way to kind of actually do something that's beneficial to... Mm-hmm. both myself and to the area was to actually set up Eclipse Stage School.
And did you have a sort of Billy Elliot moments when you were younger, you know, I mean, with your peers as regards dancing?
Yeah, I mean, I was a Billy Barry kid from a very young age, so I performed in the O2 and I was doing all the big shows around the Gaiety, and so I grew up performing, like, all the time, so... It was kind of just a natural step for me to be able to then set up my own and mm-hmm. pass all my skills on to other kids.
Okay, and 5 years you're celebrating this week. So, I mean, you must have seen some kids coming through the school over the 5 years and seen how great natural talent a lot of children have.
Yeah, I mean, today is actually the fifth birthday. This day, 5 years ago, was actually the first class.
Happy birthday, so.
Thanks for that. But, we definitely, like, some of the, especially like from going back to looking what the kids are at now, like we still have a lot of the kids from day one mm-hmm. up to now, and just how they've progressed and the talent among all the students in the school is absolutely unbelievable. Like I personally don't think there's talent like anywhere else in Dublin.
Okay, and the ages of the kids that you take on in the course of the school?
We start from 4 years and okay. up to... The oldest we have at the moment is 17, but I'm not going to kick anybody out. So.
Do you find in lots of cases when people come in, maybe they're a little bit introvert and shy, and then once they get going, like, their personality change?
Yeah, of course. I mean, as I said, when we started off, like, the kids would come in and they wouldn't say boo to you, or they wouldn't lift their head to you or anything mm-hmm. else. And compared to what they are now, it's just a complete change. They're always full of life, and they'll be the one telling you to shut up, and so they won't be quiet.
And you've got a mixture of boys and girls as well, obviously.
We do, yeah. we have, it's majority girls, but we have a few boys in there, a few little stars.
Okay, and over the years as well, I don't know whether you had a sort of, obviously you had a plan for school and what you were going to do with it, but has your plan changed with maybe some ideas that are coming from the kids over the 5 years?
Yeah, I mean, when I set it up, I always kind of said that the school would be different. I'd try make it a modern kind of stage school, try bring it more of the impact of what the kids are looking at and what they're listening to. So mm-hmm. that's kind of the way we've always went with it. And we've done shows two a year up to this year. So we've usually just done school shows, but this year we're going for the theatre. So... And along the way, I never kind of expected that we'd get the publicity and stuff like that we have. Like, I mean, some of the senior girls have been in music videos. They've toured the country with Glee. And it's absolutely been amazing for them to get recognition like that, which I never thought setting up on day one that we'd ever get. Like,
especially after 5 years. My God, that's a great achievement.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it boosts the confidence of everybody else that's going to come
exactly,
through as
yeah.
well. Okay, how different is it now? As you said there yourself, you're working in schools. When you move into the theatre now, which is coming up on the 3rd of November, who does what in the sense of direction? And I know you'd probably do the choreography yourself, but how much input is from the kids?
As I said, we've done 8 shows previously to this. Mm-hmm. So we've taken the best bits out of each show and we've asked the kids kind of, what their favourite dances has been or what their favourite songs have been, and we've put it all together to make a 3.5-hour show, which is just jam-packed entertainment from one end of the night to the other. So it's basically just the best bits from the last 5 years, really, mm-hmm. all mashed together and brought up to date, really.
And I know I'm stating the obvious, but there's obviously lots of singing as well as the dancing.
There is, yeah, and we have, like, we train them in performance from singing, dancing and acting, so there's a bit of everything there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, as I said, I saw a little bit of it, a good 10, 15 minutes of it going to Donegal, and it's spectacular what the girls do, and that was just probably a small example and a small few of the girls and boys that were involved in the show.
Yeah.
Okay, it's on the 3rd of November. Give us all the details, because I want to point out to people that they should get in touch now if they're interested, because their tickets are not available on the door, and that's stated quite specifically, isn't it?
It's just because at the moment the tickets are selling really fast, and it's just that we want to make sure that we kind of have as little hassle with tickets on the door, and as it states that what happens is if people turn up and they have no ticket, there is no way of getting in. Like, okay. Usually we'd be able to let them into a school, do you know what I mean? But unfortunately, with theatre, there's only so many seats, and that's the way it kind of works. So it's Saturday, the 3rd of November, in the O'Reilly Theatre in Belvedere College, so 5 minutes from Connolly Station or any bus or train into town, and just around the corner from Temple Street Children's Hospital. So that's Saturday, the 3rd. Doors open at 6 p.m. and the show starts at 7 p.m. sharp.
Okay, and as regards the school itself, if people are interested with their kids or whatever to get involved in it, how can they do that?
Yeah, they can contact myself through either www.eclipseperformingarts.ie or on Facebook, which is probably the easiest way, is facebook.com/eclipsestageschool.
Okay, and do you sort of have a period of time that you give the kids? I know you said a lot of them are still with you since then, but is there sort of, you know, 8 weeks of a class, and then if they want to stay on, or what way does it work?
Basically, it's just pay as you go, and if the kid enjoys it, they can stay on. I mean, some people come after 1 or 2 weeks and just it's not for them.
Yeah, yeah.
And but I don't kind of put a time frame and tell them
that's great.
You have to stay for this or
that's great. That's as it should be as well. Well, listen, exactly. I'll announce that a few times over the next couple of weeks for the 3rd of November. But just specifically to say that tickets are not available on the door, and that's a sign of a great success, Kenneth. I have to say.
Thank you.
Congratulations to yourself, indeed, and all the dancers. And I'll try and get along to that myself, and I'll have a chat with you later on. Thanks, Kenneth.
Thanks a million. Bye.
Bye. And that's Kenneth Giles from the Eclipse Stage School, and that's taking place on the 3rd of November, and I'll give you all the details in just a few moments, but we're going to continue with the music.